Good evening. You are listening to Dark Isolation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music brought to you by myself, Nigel, in the studio on my own tonight, but with a stack of tunes to play you. And I started there with a band called Aaimon, I believe. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. It's A-A-I-M-O-N. And I was essentially reading a bit about a genre of music called Witch House, which apparently is meant to be some kind of dark tinge on kind of hip-hop and house. And I don't know, it's one of these genres of music that the more you try and investigate what it's about, the more vague it seems. But, I'm open to listening to new stuff, and apparently a few of the bands that fit in this genre are meant to be quite good. I did have a listen around, and that was one of the bands that apparently, you know, the darlings of this new genre of music, however you want to classify it. I've no idea, to be honest myself, but that was one that stood out for me, a band called Aaimon, and that is a track called Current off an EP called Flatliner. Now, Flatliner is available as a digital download from Bandcamp. It's on the URL tundradub.bandcamp.com, and there's a number of artists and albums on there, but that Flatliner EP is about 8 tracks, and you can get hold of that for $3, which comes in under £2 when you translate it into UK prices. So not bad, actually. Well worth having a listen to. And as with all Bandcamp stuff, you can have a stream of it for free online beforehand, so you can decide whether you actually want it or not. So there I started with Aaimon, after, you know, looking around various different subgenres of tunes. But I'm going to continue now with a band I've heard a couple of times most recently, Uberbyte. They've played a few times recently. They supported Grendel in Sheffield, and then a little bit before that, a week or so before that, they supported Angel Spit in Leeds. And both gigs, they seem to be heavily playing a lot of tracks off their new album. Now, I'm not quite sure. I know I should have done my homework here. I'm not quite sure when their new album comes out. This is a new album called 5-Year Plan. But they've released one or two tracks through the DJ network to get some promotion out there. And this is one of them. This is one of the more melodic ones they played at their gigs. It's called 5-Year Plan. You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, and that was And One with Military Fashion Show. Now, in this last week, And One have made an announcement that they're going to call it quits. Now, this seems to have been oddly reported across the news feeds of this kind of thing, a bit confusingly. So I went to actual And One's website, and it does seem that they are calling it quits. However, the reporting of it seems almost a bit preemptive, because they're saying they're going to call it quits on their 25th anniversary, that is January 2014. So they're still around for another year, really. They're essentially going to tour. I think they've had a falling out with various record labels and previous band members and things like that. It's all got a bit complicated, and if you need to know all the juicy details, get over to the And One website. That's probably the best source of information. But essentially, they're saying, yeah, we're going to call it quits. But yeah, we've got at least another tour left in them. So if you want to see them live, try and arrange to see them at some point in 2013, because that's probably the last chance you'll get. So yeah, a bit sad. And that track I played there has been a continual dance floor filler at various nights, like Flock over in Leeds. They just seem to have a good pop hit or two scattered throughout their back catalogue. Before that, I played Modulate, the Robots track, the Aesthetics Perfection remix of it as well, from the Robots EP. Absolutely stunning stuff there. It's, the whole Robots EP just seems to be very well put together. We have been waiting for it for a while. I know exactly what goes into getting all this stuff done, and if you want to get it done right as well, rather than rushed out, I know it can take a while. And I think part of the problem is not the fact that it takes a while, but the fact that we've been hearing this track for a while, as Jeff's been trying it out in the Mutate Room in Leeds. So we've kind of heard about it earlier than we would have normally. So that's why I think we've got this perception of it taking ages. It hasn't. It's just taken as long as things normally do. It's just we got lots of previews of it well in advance, which is a kind of good and bad. It's a good teaser. Hopefully we don't, when this happens, we don't get too bored of stuff and we'll let it go off the boil. I think Jeff's done a good job of that, so I'm quite happy to keep playing that now I've got my hands on it. And before that, I said I played a track from the upcoming Uberbyte album 5-Year Plan, which has been played quite a lot on their current tour. So they're really pushing the 5-Year Plan tracks. As far as I could tell when I saw them live both times, they were focusing on a lot of the tracks of the new album. They weren't just going around playing their back catalogue. So that was a track called Threadhead. And their new album does, if the live gigs are anything to go by, seem very oriented towards the live and the club scenario. Everything is high energy, bouncy stuff. Not sure how well it'll work for, you know, sticking on the car, on in the car on the CD player, or listening to. Maybe it'll work really good if you put on your Walkman and MP3 player and get down the gym or something. It's that high energy stuff. So if you're in a really bouncy mood, definitely check that upcoming Uberbyte album out. I'll try and get some more details about that album next time, because, you know, I'm sure you want to know them. I do too. I'm curious when the rest of the album will come out. What other pieces of news have I got to tell you? Because I've kind of fallen into the news segment already, haven't I? We have Mesh have announced a new album. Now, this is no big surprise. They've played two or three gigs over in Europe. They're playing one gig at the start of next month in the UK, which is the Whitby Goth Weekend, which appears to be the only UK gig of theirs this year, which is a bit of a shame. If you really want to see Mesh, then that's what you're going to have to do. But over in the European gigs, they've played two or three tracks from this forthcoming album. They've been putting YouTube clips online showing, you know, the process they're going through and rough cuts of various tracks. And yeah, they've finally announced the name of the new album called Automation Baby. They've essentially aiming to release a single from that album in January. In January 2013, and hopefully the album will follow in February. Now, we're obviously a few months away from this, and all kinds of delays could easily happen in the meantime. So we'll have to wait and see on how accurate those predictions are. But start of year albums are no real big surprise. You usually get a bit of a flurry at the start of the year as all the artists have finished their tours and been polishing off the albums over the latter end of the year. Also with announcements, we have Trent Reznor has announced he's going to be releasing some How to Destroy Angels material soon, starting with an EP called The Omen EP. Now, that's due apparently on November the 13th. I'm not sure in which countries that is going to be or whether that's worldwide. He's also working on an album and working on working out how to perform those tracks live. We will at some point get some How to Destroy Angels album, some more material than just the EP that's been around, which apparently is the same name, How to Destroy Angels. A while back I was playing quite a bit the EP, and I thought it was great, but it was clearly just as Trent was switching from being in a band to doing movie soundtracks. So he's had a couple of years of movie soundtracks, and now we're he's back to going, right, I want to do some music in a kind of band style-y. So, yes, live performances and albums and EPs and things. Now, you can still get the free EP he started How to Destroy Angels with from howtodestroyangels.com. Go there, click the download button. You have to give it an email address, because that's where you get sent the link to download the files. That's it. You get a link to download the files. It's free as in free. So I think I'm going to continue and play a track off that. Yes, I am going to. This is a track called Parasite off that free EP. You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard the Edge of Dawn with Lucid Dreams from their absolutely stunning album, Anything That Gets You Through the Night. Brilliant band. Really love seeing those guys live. I only wish they'd play live over here at some point. And before that, we had Mesh with Involved from In This Place Forever. That's a pretty old album for them, and still sounding pretty fresh today. And before that, we had How to Destroy Angels with Parasite from the How to Destroy Angels EP, which is... I'm just confused by a ting that just happened there. I hope that wasn't my phone. That is the only How to Destroy Angels material that's available at the moment, and it's obvious, as I said before, it's a Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails fame side project. So, well, his main project at the moment. So there's albums and EPs and stuff like that coming along. So good stuff there. Now it is time to run down the gigs, clubs and events coming up in the next few days to a couple of weeks or so. And we start off tomorrow with Friday the 5th of October. The Marching Men and Quasimodo are playing the Fenton in Leeds. I know very little about this apart from I believe it's £3 in. The Marching Men are a Sisters of Mercy cover band, and Quasimodo are a new band featuring members of various other bands from the past. So we'll wait and see what happens there. That could be very good. It might be worth getting along to if you're free on a Friday and have £3 to spare. Following that on Saturday and Sunday this weekend, we have Leeds Steampunk Market. If steampunk is your thing, then the Leeds Steampunk Market is occurring at the Left Bank in Leeds. This runs from midday till 7 p.m. It is kind of free entry. You're encouraged to make a donation to the Left Bank, the venue itself, which is a repurposed red brick church in the middle of the student area in Leeds. It's a very interesting building, but quite well suited to having loads of steampunk stalls. I believe there might be bands on as well at certain points during the day. I really quite like Leeds Steampunk Market, not necessarily for the merchandise, because I don't think I've really bought much there, but quite a lot of people I know seem to end up there, so it seems more of a social occasion to wander around and chat to folk. So that's on both Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th from midday till 7 p.m, and I believe they've been so busy and inundated with different stall requests that they're actually having different stalls on the Saturday and Sunday, or at least some of the stalls are going to be different. Some are going to span the 2 days, but some are going to actually change between the days. So if you go one day, it may be worth swinging by the following day as well. Also on the evening of Saturday the 6th is Flock at the Library Pub in Leeds. Now, quite often there's a band involved with Flock, but this time there isn't one. It does, however, have a theme, a fancy dress theme, if you would like, called Zombie Apocalypse at St. Trinian's. So if you want to do zombie dress-up, if you want to do schoolgirl dress-up, it's all possible. You can do both, and that's very, very topic appropriate, but it's not an enforced theme. It runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m, and it's free entry before 11 for those suitably attired by the theme. So yeah, you actually get in free if you're there before 11 and you're all zombied up. Free entry from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with a student ID. So if you don't fancy zombieing up but you are a student, then you can get in free with your student ID before 11. Other than that, it's £4 before midnight, and more details are at sheepish.net/flock, or if you search for Flock on Facebook, there's information about it on there as well. Following that, the following Friday is Friday the 12th of October. We have Bad Pollyanna, Lesbian Death Beth and Rhombus playing the Gasworks. This is a Carpe Noctem at the Gasworks thing. It's free entry. It runs from 7:30 p.m. till 3 a.m. The bands should start around 8 p.m. and run till about 11 p.m. and then it's the Carpe Noctem club night till about 3 a.m. So that's pretty good. Free here in Bradford. And some really good bands as well, actually. I think I've got a couple of those bands queued up, ready to play. Yes, we'll be playing some of them in a minute. I'll play you some Rhombus and Bad Pollyanna in a few minutes. I'll just finish reading down what's going on. On Saturday the 13th of October, there's Darklands over at the Stereo in York. Now, this is interesting. It seemed to be combined with Deviation for a while, but now it's combined with Darklands plus the Hellfire Club. So the Stereo in York has got two rooms. It's got, kind of got a front room and a back room to the pub. Darklands is continuing in the back room, and the Hellfire Club is starting in the front room. It costs £4 to get in, and entry is to both rooms. Runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. More information can be found at darklands.org.uk, or if you search on Facebook, you'll find a Darklands Facebook group. What else have we got? Oh, Sunday the 14th of October. I sometimes think I keep missing this out. The Lucifer Lounge. Let's try that again. Yeah, Lucifer Lounge at Bar Santiago in Leeds. This is a free entry kind of social night. Runs from 7 p.m. till late. And it's eclectic dark music for eclectic dark people, I guess. And it's more details can be found at the Lucifer Lounge event on Facebook. That's where I find all my details for that. So it's quite nice to have a monthly... is that monthly? I think it's monthly, yes. Free Sunday night. So if you want to chill on a Sunday and socialise with a bit of tunes in the background, that's a way to do it. Whew, what else have we got? Also on Saturday the 14th of October, I seem to have skipped past this one, we have XP8 playing the Corporation in Sheffield, supported by Skin Job and Petrol Bastard. Doors are 7 p.m. Advance tickets are £10. Probably knowing these kind of places, we include with a booking fee on top. More information can be found at corporation.org.uk. So that's quite a choice for that weekend. It's quite a choice for both weekends. And following that, on the Wednesday, the 17th of October, there's a gig over in York at the Stereo, Oh Children and Berlin, supported by Berlin Black. Two very fine bands. That's £6 advance with a booking fee on top of that as well. But more information can be found at stereoyork.co.uk. So there's quite a lot going on. That's just like 2 weeks. There's stuff outside that as well, you know, but I'll mention that on the show nearer the time, because there's things like Wendy House and stuff like that. So there's lots going on. But as I said a few moments ago, yeah, I'm going to play you some of those bands who are playing Bradford soon. Here is some Rhombus.
against everything. Renew me, infuse me. You give your almost everything.
Thank you.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there, one by each of, well, two of the three bands playing Bradford at Carpe Noctem in a week or so's time. We had the Bad Pollyanna with My Incubi. Now, that's available. That actual track is available as a free download from badpollyanna.com. That's where I got it from. So I was wondering what the band sounded like, and I've heard what the sounded like now, and so have you. So if the gig is anything along those lines, that should be very, very solid. And also the headlining band of that very same night are Rhombus, and so I played a track by them. That's almost everything from Open the Sky. Solid, solid band, that Rhombus blokes and ladies. And that should be a good gig as well. Always is to see good see Rhombus playing a fairly localish gig. And that's roughly all I've got time for tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I'm going to leave you with a couple of tracks. I've not got quite enough time to just play one track, but I've not got quite enough time to play two, so you're going to kind of go and get one and a half, so I apologise for that. But I'm going to leave you with a bit of Rabbit Junk with their Bubble EP, Bubble from their Bubble EP, which is just a very solidly fun pop-punk track. And if there's time left, you'll get some System Sin with Goddamn, the Imperative Reaction remix from the Electronic Saviors compilation. So that's the plan. I will be back in a fortnight's time as usual, and I hope you enjoyed. Good night.
Set it loose, I guess it's your move. I'm still watching you. Show up and you just flake. I guess it's your move, but I'm